Hi, I'm Brian Harden, leader of Daily Audio Bible, and I'm glad to spend the next couple of minutes just maybe giving as brief of an overview of what the Daily Audio Bible is and kind of how it works as I can. The Daily Audio Bible is a podcast that began January 1st, 2006, when I flipped on the mic with no experience at all, but just wanted to read the Bible and see if it could be God's word in my life. I asked myself, can this book speak? This is supposed to contain the hope of my salvation. Can this book be God speaking to me? And I just began to read it. And what I found was, it is what it says it is. It is God's word. And in the space of a year, I felt like I was transformed from the inside out into a different man. And I have watched that happen by the thousands over these last years. So the Daily Audio Bible is an internet program, a podcast that is read fresh every single day and has been since its beginning. We read a little bit of the Old Testament, a little New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs every day, working our way through the entire Bible in a year. Each week we change to another translation in the English language and allow ourselves the full bouquet, as it were, the beautiful tapestry of the different English translations as we stay in the same story. And it's a really beautiful experience. In the background, you hear a little bit of nature, a little bit of music, kind of like you are right now. It's unobtrusive. What we've tried to do is create a space. So whether you are on a train, whether you are commuting in a car, whether it's your lunch break or you're lying down to go to sleep at night or having your morning toast and coffee, whether you're walking the dog or running, you can go to this place, somewhere in nature, somewhere beautiful, and give yourself space in your life to absorb God's word and allow him to speak to you. There are a lot of ways to listen to the Daily Audio Bible. Let me highlight some of the more common ones. You can go to dailyaudiobible.com and just click the Listen Now button, and it will pop up a player, and you'll be able to listen from there. The Daily Audio Bible also has an app for any of your smart devices. You can download that and listen from your iPhone, your Android phone, from any of your smart devices. And you'll find that it's more than just an app. It's more than just something that plays the daily reading. It's full of all kinds of content that begins to unpack what the Daily Audio Bible community is. Very similar to what the Daily Audio Bible website does. The website and the app complement each other. Of course, any podcast app will be able to find the Daily Audio Bible. It's one of the more popular podcasts in the world. So, for example, if you're using iTunes and you listen to podcasts and download them from there, just search for Daily Audio Bible and you'll find it. When you begin to listen and open up any of the players or the apps, you'll notice that the Daily Audio Bible is one of a family of podcasts. The Daily Audio Bible is the mothership, the flagship, going through the entire Bible in English in a year. We also have a couple of other sister programs in English, the Daily Audio Proverb, which takes one chapter of the ultimate book of wisdom a day, 5 minutes a day, and we go through the entire book of Proverbs in a month, 12 times in a year, pouring unfiltered wisdom into our hearts and souls, and it comes back when you need it. Pour the wisdom of the ages into your heart every day in 5 minutes. Then there is the Daily Audio Psalm. So whereas people go to the Proverbs for wisdom, people go to Psalms for comfort, for beauty. And the Psalms contain some of the most beautiful literature the world has ever known. Beautiful and human and honest in all of its endeavors to reach out and worship God in all facets of life. The Daily Audio Psalm is 2 minutes a day. We switch translations every day, as we do with the Proverbs, and get the nuances and beauty of the Psalms. There's the Daily Audio Bible Kids, 5 minutes a day approximately, going through the New Testament in a year, by kids, for kids. It's an unscripted adventure through the New Testament read by my children, my daughter China and my son Max. And whereas China brings grace, Max brings a lot of entertainment. He is a funny kid, and it plays out on the Daily Audio Bible, and kids love it. If you are a parent or a grandparent, there's nothing better that you can do than introduce those that you love to a relationship with the Bible young, and Daily Audio Bible Kids helps in that process. There are also a number of foreign language Daily Audio Bibles, those who are building community in the mother tongue. So, for example, if you are natively a Spanish speaker, you can listen to Daily Audio Bible en Español and go through the Bible in a year in community in Spanish. The Spanish team also has the Daily Audio Proverbios, which is Proverbs read in Spanish. But you can check all that out with the app or any of the players. Okay, let's go back to the app for a minute. You can, of course, listen to any of the Daily Audio Bible family of podcasts from the app, but there's also a media tab that has a lot of content, as I alluded to, some prayers, some additional teachings, a lot of video content from places that we've gone and mission trips that we've been a part of. You can also listen to one of the couple of internet radio stations that we have, as well as watch live broadcasts from the app, and there'll be more on that in a few minutes. Now let's go to the website. But before we do, you're probably going, now wait a minute, isn't this just like a Bible reading thing? Can't I just listen to this every day? What about all this other stuff? Yeah, you can just listen every day and find your way winding through the tapestry and the beauty of the Bible. And that was what my intention personally was. What I didn't realize was how fast the Daily Audio Bible was going to grow, and that community was going to form organically around it. So what we've become over these years is a family of people spread all over the globe in one pursuit, spending time feasting on God's Word every day. So you'll notice that the app and the website have all kinds of content that allow you to interact and connect and be a part of that unfolding story. You can dive in as deep or as little as you like, but what I think you'll find, no matter how deep you dive in, is that it makes a difference to know this is really happening. You're not listening to something that you purchased that was read a long time ago, read very, very well, but is very canned. This is happening every day, and it's such a comfort to know that you're not alone. No matter what's going on, you can reach, and somebody somewhere is going to reach back. So one of the ways that that is accomplished is through the Daily Audio Bible website. If you go to dailyaudiobible.com, you will have found home base for Daily Audio Bible. The homepage is designed to give you at a glance what's going on. So you'll see what people are praying about today. Prayers are happening all the time. People are posting prayer requests. Others are responding to them with words of encouragement. If you just simply click the prayer button, that'll take you to the prayer forum where you can put prayer requests of your own or respond to those that you're praying for. But you can kind of see a running flow of that on the Daily Audio Bible homepage. Next to that is the events calendar, just showing you at a glance what's coming up, what we're doing, where we're going to be. You'll find out what translation we're reading from, see our Twitter feed, etc., etc. It's made to be at a glance what's going on. There are a number of ways to navigate around the site. There's navigational tabs at the top, and then there's some on the right-hand side, too. I just told you about the prayer button, but there are others. You can click the Stay Connected button, and that'll take you to the social media page. We interact on all of the major social media channels. So I'll just give you an example. Often, as we're reading through the Bible in a year, maybe a song is more appropriate than something that I might have to say in a reaction to the scripture. And if I play a song, often people want to know what it was so they can go get it themselves. We post that to Facebook. We tweet that. So if you are checking the Facebook feed or Twitter feed, you'll be able to always find out things like that. It's ongoing. That was just kind of one example. But we are involved heavily in Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest and Instagram and Google Plus. So, however it is that you connect, we're probably connecting there as well, and look forward to the opportunity to get to know you. Now, all of the things that I'm talking about now, this kind of just becomes part of community life as we go through the Bible. So it's not like you got to write this all down and remember it. I'm just kind of giving an overview. There's a tab or a button on the homepage called DAB Live. We travel often. Often as an author and speaker, I'm traveling around speaking in churches, and very often we will hold what's called a Daily Audio Bible Family Gathering in a given city. As you go through the Bible, you begin to feel that connection, and coming to one of these events is a way for you to see who you are going through the Bible with. Actually meet people in your area and say, wow, this is a really interesting phenomenon that we're a part of as we orient ourselves to God through His Word. And it's a fantastic connection point. They're really beautiful. Most of the time, we take with us broadcast gear and stream the event live from somewhere in the world. And that's what DAB Live is all about. If we're somewhere and you happen to be 1,000 miles from there, but tonight is a night you're feeling kind of alone, you can come. I don't mean tonight, literally, I mean when we're doing these events, but people show up all the time and are chatting with each other, interacting with each other, fellowshipping and having time together. And it's quite beautiful. So that's Daily Audio Bible Live. And anytime we're doing a live event, that's something I talk about on the Daily Audio Bible itself. I talked about the Wind Farm Radio Network because you can listen to it on the app, but you can also listen from the website. There are two channels. One is for kids, and one is our virtual prayer room where we're playing 24-hour praise and worship music that is just beautiful in and of itself. But interspersed are the prayers of this community, people who are calling in and praying, and we pray around the world. Around the clock, you can listen in and spend some time in worship and prayer all the time. We have several phone numbers located around the world as hubs for people to call in and pray, and you'll hear all about that on the Daily Audio Bible. You'll find that we have a store. All kinds of resources are there, from different readings to teachings to our Daily Audio Bible apparel to some of the drinkware and the coffee and tea that we have. You might say coffee and tea. That's a bizarre combination for the Bible. We use coffee and tea to raise resources for missional outreach efforts of the Daily Audio Bible. Of course, this is, again, something that will be unpacked on the podcast as we go along. But you can check out all of that at the Daily Audio Bible store. If you're a forums person or a chat room person, you'll see that we have both of those. So you can click the forums button and dive into some of the conversations that are happening all the time there in the Daily Audio Bible forums. Or click your way into a chat room and see if somebody else is there and just have a conversation. If you click the community tab, that's up at the top, you'll find that there's a number of ways to connect there as well. We have several groups, like a men's group, a women's group, a college and high school group, an over 50 group. And you might say, well, yeah, what's the groups about? Well, there are specific forums and chat rooms that are associated with any of those groups. So, for example, if you're a woman and you join the women's group, all of a sudden the women's specific forums will become available. The women's specific chat rooms will become available, and you can find yourself in a conversation one way or another with a sisterhood as opposed to just in mixed company. Same with the guys. You get in the men's group and maybe there's some things you need to talk about that you would really not talk about in public company. You just need a company of men to live your life out and share kind of what's going on in your life. So those are the groups. And lastly, up at the top of the homepage, you'll see this About Brian tab. That'll take you to my blog, where as an author I kind of share some thoughts and work out what it is that I'm thinking. As we become friends over the next year, you probably wonder, okay, who is this guy that's in my ears every day? Who's this guy reading to me? and I probably don't look like what you think. And there's little I can do about that. I guess I could style my hair different, but nevertheless, I spent 24 years as a record producer in the music business here in the Nashville area. Until I really wanted to know what my faith was about and began to explore the Bible. So I've gone through seminary and become a full-time vocational ordained minister now. And some of my thoughts are worked out at the blog. So speaking of thoughts and writing things down, if you want to know the full Daily Audio Bible story and maybe the context for why we do what we do and the way that we do it, our posture toward the Bible and what it means, I've written a book called Passages, How Reading the Bible in a Year Will Change Everything for You. It's published by Zondervan, so you can certainly order yourself a copy at dailyaudiobible.com, but you can get a copy of the book at any bookstore pretty much anywhere in the world. There's also an audio edition, so wherever it is that you get your audiobooks, like audible.com or amazon.com, you can download the Passages book from there. And of course, it's an ebook as well, so iTunes, and for your Nook and your Kindle, you can get the book in that format as well. And I wrote the book for the 93% of Christians who don't read their Bibles every day. A lot of times it's because there is no time. A lot of times it's because it's hard to find a context. We're just used to going to verses and we don't know how to approach the Bible as a whole. Passages goes a long way to making the Bible a best friend, rather than an ancient relic full of rules that you can't find a way to understand or live up to. So I certainly do suggest the Passages book. Okay, I was trying to do this in 15 minutes, and I'm a few minutes over, so I won't spend any more time. This is a brief overview. All of this stuff kind of becomes a part of community life as you listen to the Bible. My challenge to you is to give yourself a week in God's Word. Maybe commit to a month. If you commit to a month in God's Word every single day, you will find some things beginning to shift in your heart. Spend 3 months in the Bible and major pieces that you thought were dead inside of you will be resurrected. It's amazing what God does through His Word. Spend a year every day in the Bible and you won't look in the mirror and see the same person. That's certainly true of my story, but I've been doing this a long time now, and I've seen this true in tens of thousands of lives. So I welcome you to the Daily Audio Bible. I welcome you to the adventure of a lifetime. I look forward to getting to know you over the next year. May God richly bless you, and I look forward to seeing you on the Daily Audio Bible.